Welcome, everyone, to the Open in Indiana podcast, where we promote the people, places, and events that make Indiana a great place to live, work, and visit. Today, we have a very special two guests with us. Our first guest is Open in Indiana Keystone Business Connections leader, Jamie Hopper, with us today to share his story. And Jamie, I will let you share your story with everyone here.
Absolutely. I got diagnosed with Crohn's disease in 2014. A lot of people don't know what Crohn's and colitis are. They're forms of IBD, which are digestive issues. And the thing about it is it's embarrassing. People don't talk about it. It takes a long time for it to get diagnosed. It takes a long time for anybody to not only admit they have a problem, but even more so to go see a doctor for it, because you kind of know what's coming next when it comes to testing and different options there, and it's not fun, and it's not exciting to talk about. And when I got diagnosed, it was a long process, and I lost a lot of weight because I couldn't eat and head out in public. And a lot of people complimented me on my weight loss, but they had no idea the internal struggles that I was going through, the things that I was dealing with. And it was really hard. And my diagnosis actually kind of came in back, I almost made a funny statement, but it kind of came in the back door because I was having other issues, and that finally led to a Crohn's diagnosis. And once I got that diagnosis, I got on medicine, and I still never really have gone into remission, which is the goal. There's not a cure for Crohn's yet, and it's a long process. And as I went on, I spent a lot of time dealing with myself. I'm blessed that I've got an amazing wife. I've got great kids. I've got a God that I know loves me and supports me, got me through this. But Crohn's patients tend to internalize everything. And that's what I did. I took it all upon myself. And as I got into financial advising one day, I realized that the struggles I was going through, other people were going through. And the thoughts that I had, maybe thoughts that other people had. And I thought, you know what, other people that are in my position are having a hard time getting life insurance. They're not sure if they're going to be around for their families forever. And I know those thoughts get in your minds, and they really kind of freak people out. And I wanted to figure out if we had a local Indiana chapter of the foundation, and I got online, and we did. And my intention was to talk to Brandy about different ways that I can help foundation members, you know, just help them get over the stress of all this financially. And I met Brandy in a Starbucks, and within about 3 minutes, I realized that I wasn't there for other people. I was there for myself. She started to talk to me about the Indiana chapter and all the things that they could do and all the things that they could help me with, and support groups and different people. And what I learned, you can see on my shirt, there are 3.1 million people around this country that have some form of IBD. 70,000 in Indiana, and only 300 of us that the Indiana chapter knows approximately. That means that almost 70,000 people are keeping this to themselves and dealing with it privately and not getting any support. And as I talked to Brandy, I realized that they had events and they had activities, and there are ways that I can get out and meet other people. And it's been phenomenal for me to be part of this organization. One of the first things they did was help me get my medicine. My insurance company did not want to pay for my medicine, and Brandy was able to help me with that. I didn't know that was an option. I talked to him about doctors. I didn't always have good experiences with doctors, and they affirmed me that I was in the right place. And it's been really good for me personally. And then to get out to be part of some of these different events and fundraisers that we have and meet other people that are in my same position, it's just been really good for me and my family. And I never imagined when we had that cup of coffee that it was going to lead to all this. And I'm so happy and excited to be part of this organization.
And so at this time, allow us to introduce the executive director for the Indiana chapter of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation, Brandy Greenleaf Barnes. Brandy, how are you doing today?
I am wonderful. It's Friday. I'm good. Thanks, Ryan, for having me.
Oh, Brandy, Jamie has been a very strong advocate for the Indiana Crohn's and Colitis Foundation and instrumental in bringing you on here to the Open in Indiana podcast today. So I'd like to ask you first and foremost, what is the mission of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation?
Sure. So we have a mission that has two parts, twofold. Most importantly, we're looking for that cure. But we also know that until we get to the cure, we've got to take care of those 3.1 million patients that are suffering from IBD. So the mission is to not only help with control, but ultimately find a cure for IBD.
So Brandy, for those who aren't familiar, what does IBD stand for?
So it's inflammatory bowel disease. Many people will confuse that with IBS. It's very different. IBD is made up of Crohn's disease and ulcerative colitis. Those are really the two things that if you are diagnosed with one or both of those, you are said to have IBD.
And so Jamie earlier touched on how few diagnosed patients that the Indiana chapter is aware of. Is there a reason why people haven't necessarily sought you out or gotten in contact?
So we have awareness of, as Jamie said, 70,000 Hoosiers. We have a database of a few thousand. 300 is a number of kind of who interacts with us, whether that's our support groups, our special events, engaging with us to, call on us and interact with us on social media. I'm sad to say the biggest reason for that is the embarrassment of living with IBD. The majority of our patients live in silence, or they're only as vocal as their immediate family. And to Jamie's point, Jamie, you were diagnosed how long before you made that call to me to interact with us?
Five years.
And he finally got to a place of comfort to say, I've got a calling here. I need to do more. Sometimes people never find that calling. They never hear that calling or that desire. So it's a very private disease. No one talks about what you do in the bathroom, whether you are a healthy person or not. So you're certainly not talking about what you do in the bathroom when, as a patient, especially those that are not well, that are not living anywhere near remission, that can't find medications that keep them as normal as possible. Some of those patients are in the restroom 30, 40, 50 times a day. It truly controls their lives. And they, unfortunately, the stigmas of our society tell them that should be embarrassing. And so they isolate, they really become reclusive and they don't want to reach out. I would also tell you that I've been with the organization a little over 4 years. And I would also say a lot of patients, but there's kind of an ebb and flow to people's involvement. We see a lot of newly diagnosed families who get involved, but then they find that medication that does work. They hopefully get into remission. Perhaps they have a mild case, and then they just kind of move on because they may not need the services that we provide, and they feel like they want to live a normal life, whatever that means. And so sometimes being involved with us is a reminder of their disease that maybe they just don't want.
And so, Brandy, let's talk about some of the things that you are able to do for Hoosiers who suffer from IBD.
Sure.
The things that you can do for them.
Sure. So we have support groups around the state. We have 9, in fact, that pre-COVID met in person at least once a month. Post-COVID, many of them are now meeting virtually on Zoom meetings just like this. Still on a monthly basis to be able to connect. So our in-person support groups, and then we also have virtual support groups that is something kind of new to the organization. So that's something that we're going to really start doing more of is the virtual groups. So that's one way that no matter where you are in the state, you can connect with us virtually that way. If you are a child, if you have a child that has been diagnosed, we have Camp Oasis for kiddos, which again, I feel like I say this a lot these days, pre-COVID, would have happened in Michigan for a week in July. And that camp is just for kids living with Crohn's or colitis. This year that's going virtual as well. So we have the camp, we have education programs. We have the support groups. We do an education program normally in person once a year. And then throughout the year, we do a lot of Facebook groups on different topics that patients are looking for information on. And then finally, we have our events that we do. The Indiana chapter does 3 of those a year. And actually, kind of a blessing of COVID, which I know is often strange to hear people say, one of the blessings that came to the Indiana chapter this year is we are the Indiana chapter. We are a staff of 2 located in Indianapolis. So sometimes it's a little hard to get to a lot of the counties in Indiana. We were able to take our Take Steps event, which is our one national event that we do. And because we went virtual, we were truly able to interact with people all over the state of Indiana for that event, which is something we had been trying to figure out for the last 3 years how to do. And so that we called that a win and a blessing. And thanks to COVID, we were able to do that. And we met some families that we otherwise maybe wouldn't have because we brought the event to them in their living rooms and their backyards. So.
And so, Brandy, what advice do you have for someone who is suffering in silence today and maybe not sure about taking that step to reach out? What would you say to each of them?
There's no reason to suffer in silence. We have people like Jamie who would talk to anyone that wanted to talk. We have of those 300 patients that we interact pretty closely with, I would tell you 290 of them would be more than happy to talk with someone and share their experiences and give guidance and just give a message of hope. I think that's, we talk a lot about, you get 2 choices when you get your diagnosis. You get to choose to live your disease, or you get to choose to let your disease live you. And those patients that are involved with us are definitely living their disease. They're not letting it get the best of them. And so I think sometimes just that encouraging message from somebody who's found a way to do that is sometimes all people need. One of Jamie's fellow cronies, Kay Rodabaugh, was our honored hero and ambassador this year for Take Steps. Kay had been diagnosed over 10 years ago and had never told her story. And when she did this year, she learned that 3 very close friends and family members were also suffering. And they had no idea that she was suffering, and she had no idea they were suffering. And so by using her voice, she gave 3 other people the courage to find theirs. So just reach out, take that step, and know that we're here. However we can be, big or small, whatever that looks like for someone, that's what we're here for.
And so, Brandy, what's happening with research into IBD and Crohn's?
Sure. Probably the most exciting thing that's happening, is a project called IBD Plexus. It is the first data bank repository of its kind in our space. And we really are the champions of the project. To put it in the simplest of terms, what used to take 10 years in research could take as little as 2 years now, because we're sharing information amongst pharmaceutical companies, amongst teaching colleges, and even eventually, as it rolls down, amongst GI groups across the country. So when you have a research hospital that's interested in a certain piece of the microbiome in your gut, and let's say they're located in Indianapolis, Indiana, there could be a GI group in Des Moines, Iowa, that's interested in that exact same microbiome in the gut. They can share information through the Plexus database that they otherwise couldn't have before. So it's truly trimming years off the research. And for those of us that work at the foundation, we like to believe that the cure is sitting in that database and will be sped up because of the work we're doing in that. So we're proud to say that the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been a part of every major breakthrough in research for IBD over the last 50 years. So we're very serious about finding a cure, and we know it's truly just a matter of time, and it's coming. It's going to happen.
Awesome. And so, Brandy, what events does the Indiana chapter have coming up?
So we have what I just absolutely love called Breakfast. It's an event called Breakfast After Dark. We're going to reimagine it this year. Our patient population, many of them are immune compromised. And so we made a decision as an organization to make all of our events virtual through the end of the year. So my counterpart and I have spent this last week reimagining what that looks like for Breakfast After Dark. But imagine, if you will, a pajama party on a Friday night, now in your living room, with a few friends to have a viewing party where we're going to provide all the goodies for breakfast. You get to throw your jammies on, have some Bloody Marys and mimosas with us, and we're gonna have a virtual party in November. And so a little different than what it would look like otherwise. But we're excited about still what that's going to be. DJ No, who's the DJ for the Colts, will join us for that. We've got some mixologists and some local chefs that are going to teach you how to make the best pancakes and some of the best mimosas and Bloody Marys. And so that's what's coming up in November. We'll do an online virtual education program in December. And then in 2021, we normally have our gala, which for the last few years has been a 1920s themed event. We're going to move a decade forward and go back to old Hollywood in 2021. And actually, we're thinking about moving that event to the fall of next year with the hopes that we'll be able to come back together again in person. And that's it. We do those and Take Steps, which is just happened for us. So we have those four events that we do each year that are large gatherings beyond our support groups.
Awesome. Hey, Brandy's pretty humble, but our foundation, our Indiana chapter, was only one of two in the entire country that surpassed their goal for Take Steps this year. That's how amazing Brandy and Amanda are to lead through this. And the other chapter is much, much smaller than ours. Our goal is quite huge, and we're able to accomplish that, and it's pretty spectacular. So big round of applause for Brandy on that.
Thank you, Jamie. Thank you. It's because of great volunteers like Jamie that we were able to do that. So we are very, very blessed to have some amazing supporters that are very loyal to us. However, we have room for lots more of those amazing loyal supporters. So if you are listening and you know someone who has IBD, or you yourself have Crohn's or colitis, we don't get to a cure without spreading awareness and getting as many people involved as we can. So we throw some fun events. Again, they look a little different this year, but I've been told I throw a good party, so we'll find a way to make it a good virtual party. But yeah, it's because of volunteers like Jamie that we're going to find that cure, for sure.
And so, Brandy, how can someone connect with the Indiana chapter of the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation?
Absolutely. So email us, Indiana@CrohnsColitisFoundation.org. So that's one way. You can go to CrohnsColitisFoundation.org and do a bit of a search to find our chapter. I would recommend for anyone listening, even if you don't want to reach out to us yet, I still would tell you to go to that website. The best, most accurate, most reliable information about your diagnosis is on the CrohnsColitisFoundation.org website. There's a lot of crummy, non-factual information that floats around on the web, and I cannot brag enough on our education and advocacy team at our national office. They do an amazing job of keeping the most up-to-date research and materials on that website. So highly, highly recommend. If you don't want to reach out to me, at least if you have any questions or you're looking for any information, please go to the website and see what resources we have available.
Awesome. And so, Brandy and Jamie, I'm going to ask you both this last question before we close today. What words of encouragement do you have to anyone listening today who may not be diagnosed yet or is and isn't ready to share their story yet?
Jamie, you want to go?
Absolutely. The thing is, you know, Brandy just said you're not alone. Don't hesitate to do research and learn about your experiences, but don't ever forget you're not alone. And better, it always gets better. And we can make this, and we're gonna get through this, and we're gonna find a cure. And we're gonna make sure no kids ever have to go through this. This is my reasons. Yes, I'm struggling, but I wanna make sure my kids never go through this. And I'll just tell people that it gets better, and we're so close to a cure. Do whatever you can to reach out, donate, do whatever it takes to help us get there. But it gets better. It's always going to be better.
Oh my goodness, this makes me a little bit emotional. I am not directly impacted by IBD when I started this job 4.5 years ago. I now have hundreds of patients who I consider part of my family. And that's why I get up and now come into my office in my home every day. They inspire me. They truly, truly inspire me. So the hope is that we are close. It's our president, CEO, and fearless leader, Michael Osso, put a stake in the ground 2 years ago with our annual report and said when there's a cure. Not if, but when. It's coming. And so there's hope in that. I think that this disease is it's so much about a mental mindset. And when you surround yourself with others who are living in a hopeful way, you become hopeful. So if for no other reason than you just need a little hope, reach out. And wherever you are in your journey, if you have a child or a spouse, or if you're a caregiver, if you're not the patient, but you're looking for support, I know Jamie's wife, it would love to talk to any other caregivers that are going through this. We have such an amazing network of people that will wrap their arms around you and let you know you are not alone at all. So there's hope in what's happening for us in getting to that cure. Yeah.
Wonderful. Well, Brandy and Jamie, thank you so much for being our guests today. And Jamie, for sharing your story, and Brandy, for sharing more about the Indiana Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. And to all of our viewers and listeners, we want to say thank you for catching this episode of the Open in Indiana podcast. Catch our next episode soon.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Open in Indiana podcast. This podcast is produced by Henry Marketing Group, LLC, DBA Open in Indiana. To listen to more episodes, visit www.openinindiana.com/shows. Thanks for listening.